It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Man, I'm not trying to feed too much into that open, but as most of you know, I am a wrestling fan, and I watch the WWE with regularity. And, you know, I'm one of those old school wrestling fans that got hooked in the 90s during the Attitude Era, WCW and WWE, the Monday Night Wars. And then basically when WCW got really bad and the WWE began to run away with the thing, pretty well lost interest coming out of teenagerhood into adult manhood, right? And so over the last couple of years, I've been drawn back into the WWE as a fan, mostly by Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. That is really what compelled me to come back and watch professional wrestling with regularity. And over the we haven't seen Roman Reigns since his loss to Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, which was back in April, I guess. And, you know, I'm still tuning in. But I'm now getting like an hour, maybe an hour and a half into a show. And, you know, the SmackDown show on Friday nights is 2 hours. The Raw is 3 hours on Monday nights. And I'm getting in like an hour or an hour and a half into the show. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let me see what's on Netflix. That's just kind of where I am. And the reason for that is because there's no Roman Reigns. And that Bloodline story, I see where they're going with it. But, you know, for me as a wrestling fan, I need me some Roman Reigns to pull me back in. So, you know, whenever he gets done spending time with his family and wants to come back, that's, you know, I'll be waiting. Another thing about me is I'm a huge high school football fan. And if you didn't know this, I called Camden County games for a few years down in Kingsland on the radio for the radio station down there in Kingsland, K-Bay. And, you know, great folks down there, by the way. Camden is a really cool community. It's between Brunswick and St. Simons and Jacksonville. It's a very unique area, beautiful area. Some really, really great folks that live there, humble folks, down-to-earth folks, folks that will – the thing I admire in my time that I spent down in Camden County, being immersed in that environment, the thing that I really appreciated was the willingness of everyone to, A, help you, and, B, have tough conversations with you if they felt like it was going to help you and be honest with you, not in a critical way, but in a, hey, like, let's do this a little better kind of way. Like, those are the folks that live in Camden. So I wanted to – they recently released their schedule, right? New coach, they're going to go to the spread. And so their schedule was released. I wanted to share their schedule with you so that we could get into it and dissect it. So they're going to open on the road at Glynn County Stadium against Brunswick High. I think Brunswick's beaten them. They've played each other the last two or three years. And I think Brunswick's beaten them either the last two or the last three, something like that. But Brunswick has a small winning streak. Now, overall, Camden has owned this series. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's very lopsided. Camden has owned the Pirates, and the Pirates have won, like I said, a couple in a row or three in a row. Against a really good Camden team. I will say this, Brunswick typically, what I've seen, catches Camden early in the year. And for those two programs, what I see, what happens is they play each other early in the year, which is when Brunswick's at its best, and then Camden gets much better toward the end of the year. I don't think Brunswick improves over the last few years from what I've seen. Brunswick hasn't improved as drastically throughout the season as Camden has. So, I feel like that's kind of the case. If for whatever reason those two teams played at the end of the year, I think it's probably a different story, different scenario, but they don't. They play at the beginning of the year. This is the third or fourth straight year they've done it. The game's at Glynn County Stadium. That's a tough, tough game for Camden going into a new system, going into the spread. Brunswick, they've got a really good quarterback coming back, Hezekiah Kent, is a five-star recruit. You know, they're going to play him at running back. You'll see him at tight end some too. And, of course, you know, Camden's got their own five-star tight end, Elias Williams. I feel like that Camden on paper on the roster is better. So I'm going to pick Camden here. I'm going to pick Camden to come up to Glynn County Stadium and set the new era off the right way. Then Camden's got seven home games. They're going to have seven home games on their schedule. This is number one. East Lake comes to Chris Gilman in Kingsland. East Lake, of course, out of the Tampa area. Last year they were 5-5. So this is really a game where Camden's going to, I feel like, probably use to try to get better at running the spread, more acclimated. Might not be as competitive as the Brunswick game is going to be when they go up to Glynn County Stadium in week one. I'll give Camden a win here too. West Broward will then visit Kingsland at Chris Gilman, and West Broward, Pembroke Pines, that's the Fort Lauderdale area. They were 6-5 last year, playoff team. This will probably be a pretty decent game. I'm going to go – wow, this is actually a coin flip. I'm going to go Camden here. I'm going to start them off at 4-0. Rebalt will then come up and play Camden at Chris Gilman. Rebalt out of Jacksonville. They were 4-6 last year, so give me Camden in that one. So I've got Camden starting out the first five games of the season, not dropping a game. Now, granted, I've got the Brunswick game starred because I feel like that could go anywhere, and I've got the West Broward game starred too. I feel like that game will be tight. Spruce Creek at Camden, they were 7-4 last year. They're out of Port Orange. That's near Daytona. This might be another good game for Camden. For posterity's sake, I'm going to give Camden a loss here to Port Orange, Spruce Creek out of Port Orange. So I've got Camden now at 5-1. Then they'll go into the bye, and now we get crazy. The region part of the schedule starts. Camden will take the trip to Baysmore Hyder over in Valdosta to Wintersville. I don't like Camden's chances of going over to Valdosta. They've got a good squad over there. They've had a pretty good team the last several years. Camden's gotten them a couple times. I'll take Valdosta to beat Camden in what essentially is week one of that region, because that is a region matchup. So I'll take Valdosta there. That'll knock Camden to 5-2. And then Richmond Hill will pay a visit to Camden. I still, you know, Richmond Hill, this is the year, right? This is the year that Coach Lazotte has circled on his calendar where all those kids that were young coming up through middle school are now juniors and seniors. This is his squad. This is the squad. This is the year they've been looking forward to winning and winning big. Now, can they go to Kingsland and knock off Camden? I think last year they went to Lowndes and knocked off the Vikings, which, by the way, I predicted. Camden with that wing tee, but by the time we get here, the second region game of the year, you know, we're going to know if the thing works or not. There's not going to be much tweaking. It is or it isn't at this point. I will go Camden at home. I'll give them a win. That now we're at 6-2. Camden will go to Lowndes. I'll give Camden the win in the Concrete Palace. I feel like that Lowndes is in some They're in a little bit of misdirection. Some restructuring going on over with the Vikings. So I like Camden there. And then the bye week. And then Colquitt comes to Camden. Camden fans, I'm sorry. I love you. Got no shot of beating Colquitt. You are not there yet. And you may not get there. I don't know. But Colquitt will come to Camden, and they will win that football game. So that's another loss. And then Camden will host Tift to even to finish out the regular season. So I've got Camden going 3-2 in the region. Okay, so that's probably good enough for a 3 seed, I would imagine. And, you know, who knows what happens with the Valdosta game. 3-2 in the region, and then overall I've got them 1-0, 2-0. Well, I started them off at 5-0, and then 5-1, 5-2, 7-2, 7-3. Well, hold on now. My math doesn't make sense. I've got them at 5-0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lost to Spruce Creek. Lost to Valdosta. So that's 5-2. 7-2. I've got Camden at 7-3. That's what I said to begin with. 7-3 is what I've got the Wildcats going. And, you know, with that being said, 7-3 record. And then, you know, you get in the playoffs, and Camden has shown the last few years capable of making deep runs.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County Wildcats 2024 football schedule was recently released. The Wildcats will open on the road at Glenn County Stadium against Brunswick High. The Wildcats will also travel to Valdosta and Lowndes. Camden will have 7 home games: Eastlake, West Broward, Rebalt, Spruce Creek, Richmond Hill, Colquitt, and Tift will all make the trip to Chris Gilman Stadium this upcoming season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, June 15th, Wild Adventures Live presents Sublime with Rome. See Sublime with Rome on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Sublime with Rome live June 15th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
I was talking about this in the break with our YouTube audience. So, by the way, in case you don't know, we also have this show. It streams on YouTube, on the Jason Bishop Show channel. So go to the YouTube, like and subscribe, where you can actually see the show being done, you know, once we do it and then post it, which gets posted pretty quickly from what I'm told from my folks. So Go check that out, the Jason Bishop Show on YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. You can also find this thing on Spotify and Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, whatever it is. Man, I don't know. I just let you guys do that. They're yelling in my ear. It's not the right thing. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO. TKO Valdosta Nissan continues Saturday, June 15th with ska alternative rock group Sublime with Rome. Experience live performances of fan favorites, including What I Got, Wrong Way, Bad Fish, and more. Concert admission is included with your season pass, on sale now at wildadventures.com. And kids 3 to 5 years old can enjoy free fun with a free pre-K kids pass. To view the full Wild Adventures lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. Yeah, one thing I was saying when I was talking to the YouTube audience in the break, one thing I don't understand, I'll say it on the air, one thing I don't understand about the, we were talking Camden football a segment ago, one thing that confuses me about the Wildcats fan base is when they were winning state championships through the early 2000s, like 2000 to 2010, which is when they were at their peak. Which was Jeff Heron's first go around. Then eventually he leaves. Coach Welton Coffey, who is now the athletic director down there, comes in and does an okay job the first couple of years, and then the last two he was there, and he was only there for 4 years, were dreadful, and or at least record wise, they didn't do well. I'm just stating facts here. So they bring in, they get away. Welton, Coach Coffey was running the wing T, so they get away from that. They bring in Coach Spire, who comes down from the Atlanta area, and he runs the spread. And it was this, it was this, the argument of, we need to get away from this antiquated offense of the wing T and modernize. So in comes Coach Spire. He's there for 4 years, and it doesn't work, right? And so then you start hearing rumblings of, we're too, the Camden fan base, we're too soft, we need to get back to physicality. And then Bob Spire goes about his way. They hire Jeff Heron, who, won a bunch of state titles there the first go around, running that wing tee. They reinstitute the wing tee. And you can see it, physicality and toughness come back into the program under Jeff Heron. And they accomplish what they said they wanted to accomplish. They were a physical football team, a run-first football team that would hit you in the mouth and just hit you again and hit you again until basically you just quit. And, proof's in the pudding. An Elite Eight appearance, and then last year a Final Four appearance under Jeff Heron with that system. And then you start hearing these things that just this is the part I don't understand. You start hearing it again. We need to get away from this antiquated system. Well, wait a minute now. The confusion comes with me where, you wanted to get away from it. You did. You ran the spread. It didn't work. And then you wanted to come back to it. You come back to it. You accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. And now from some of the fan base, I'm hearing we need to get away from this antiquated offense. So, which you did. You brought in a coach. Coach Rowland, who comes in and is now going to run the spread again, which, of course, didn't work under Spire. And listen, different coach, different staff, different time. Maybe this go-around in Camden County with the spread will go just fine and there won't be any issues and they'll win state championships. They're running the spread. I'm not saying any of that is not possible. I'm not saying any of that is not even plausible. What I'm saying is the fan base confuses me. It's like the girlfriend that you can never please. No matter how much money you make, no matter how nice you are to her, no matter how much you do for her, how many trips you take her on, it just isn't enough. There's always something else that is missing. She always wants a little more. That to me has seemed like what the Camden fan base has been. And look, don't get mad at me for saying this. This is not me like standing, you know, up from a cloud looking down saying, oh, this is what I see. I've been in it. You know, I was there, called games for 3 years. Lovely experience. Met a lot of great people. I'm just saying, in general, and I'm not talking to every single Camden fan because there are exceptions and outliers to every single rule, this included. I'm just saying, from my time, what I've experienced, this is kind of what I've seen. Yeah, it just, you know, just confuses me some. That's all I'm saying. It just confuses me some. You're going to Final Fours running the wing T, and you wanted to come back to physicality, and you're doing that. And then while you're running through the playoffs, beating perennial state powers round after round to get there, I'm hearing folks telling me, I'm looking at it on Facebook, sure would be nice if we threw the ball more than 8 times a game, right? Like that's... That's confusion. That's where my confusion comes from. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I think they're going to do great. Like I said, I just picked them to go, what, 7-3? And the thing with them is, as we have seen, when they get in the playoffs, they've been pretty good at beating some of the perennial state powers. The one thing that I'll say that I noticed to their advantage when they were running the wing T, whenever they played a game against a team that had great edge rushers, running the wing T completely eliminated the edge rushers from being a huge impactful part of the game. You basically neutralize those guys, at least as far as their impact on the passing game, because if you're running the wing T, you know, it's really tough for them to impact the game by rushing the passer, which is what they're really good at. And that won them some games. You know, I remember a couple years ago when they played Valdosta and they beat Valdosta in Kingsland on a last-second field goal. The reason that game was close was because there was no impact. And Valdosta had, like, two great pass rushers at that point, like 2 4- or 5-star guys that had committed to major Division I colleges. And they had no impact in the game. That's the advantage of the wing team. Now, you're getting away from that. You're going back to the spread. So all of those teams that have those great pass rushers, and they're everywhere, especially on the edge now, you're basically putting them back into the formula by running the wing tee, or excuse me, running the spread. You're putting those guys back into the formula of being impactful in a game. So, you know, do you have the offensive line presence? Do you have the offensive line talent to neutralize those really talented edge rushers, especially in that region with Valdosta and Colquitt and Lowndes and Richmond Hill and Tift? You know, is there the offensive line talent there to neutralize that in Kingsland? You know, we'll find out. We'll find out. Just make up your mind, Camden folks. What do you want?
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers' watches to solar watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
I'm also a huge tennis fan. You know, so I've been paying attention to the French Open. And I'm not going to go deep into this because I know that the majority of my listenership, which I am thoroughly grateful for, all of the folks that tune in around the state to listen to the show and then also stream us on the website, tune in on the YouTube channel, listen to us on Spotify, and listen to us on Apple. Like, I am grateful for all of you. And I know most of you don't care about tennis. I do. So just a little nugget here that I'm going to drop. You know, Djokovic is now out. He suffered a torn meniscus. Most folks believed, of course, Djokovic would be the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing. So now one of these young guys have a chance to step up. And tennis sorely needs one of these young guys to step up and start beating Djokovic consistently. They need a new face of tennis. Djokovic is you know, starting to get to that point with the torn meniscus. You know, perfect example here, where injuries are starting to become a problem, and he is the face of tennis. And what happens to tennis without the face of Djokovic? You had Djokovic to fall back on when Federer left. You had Nadal. Now that Nadal is pretty well done, you've got Djokovic. Well, what happens if Djokovic starts getting injury plagued and, you know, he's taking a step back? Who can any of my listenership, anybody? And if you can, go on the Bishop Media page, go on the Jason Bishop Show Facebook page, wherever it is you want to do it. If you know any tennis player right off the top of your head that's not named Novak Djokovic in the men's division, without looking it up, post it. I challenge you. Because I know most of my listenership, that's the dynamic. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Most of my listenership, the thing that they care about the most, or one of the things they care about the most, University of Georgia football. And, you know, just out of random curiosity today, I decided that I was going to hop online. I was going to see where the recruiting class, you know, we're in June. I wanted to see where the recruiting class stood for the University of Georgia. And I don't think this is going to stand, right? Obviously, this is going to change by the time that we get to December. I don't think there's any question about that. But as of right now, the second that I'm talking to you, The University of Georgia has a recruiting class that is ranked 15th in the country. I'll repeat that. For those of you that just got blown away for a minute, let me let you help process. The University of Georgia currently has a recruiting class that's 15th in the country. The teams, the classes that are ahead of them, I will run these guys down for you. The number one, actually, you know what? Let's do it from 14 to 1. Let's do that. I'll hold you in suspense. At 14, Texas has the 14th rated class as of right now, first week in June, right? Texas has 7 4-stars and 3 3-stars. 13, Arizona State. There's no way Georgia's finishing behind Arizona State in recruiting. 2 4-stars and 15 3-stars for the Sun Devils. Syracuse is the 12th ranked class as of right now with 18 3-stars and 1 4-star. Syracuse, and here's another funny one, 11 Rutgers. Georgia's recruiting class right now is behind both Syracuse and Rutgers. This is more evidence to what I'm saying. There's no way that this is going to finish the way that this currently is. Rutgers got 18 3-stars. At 10, now this might be legit here. You know, this thing might hold what I'm about to say. At number 10, Auburn has got the number 10 recruiting class in the country, 8 4-stars and 3 3-stars. They may hold right there. They may be in that area. At 9, Penn State. Now we're getting to some teams that we kind of expect to be where they're at, which does cause some concern that Georgia isn't in here. At 9, Penn State with 6 4-stars and 7 3-stars. 8 is Alabama at 1 5-star, 9 4-stars, and 1 3-stars. Now, if you're an Alabama fan, this is interesting. Again, maybe same dynamic with Georgia, where you don't figure they'll end up that low at 15. Maybe you don't figure that Alabama is going to end up that low at number 8. But it is rather interesting, you know, for both of these programs. Typically in that top 3, top 5, you're going to see Georgia and Alabama's name in there. As of right now, first week in June, still got a lot of time to go, neither one of them are in the top 5. At 7, Texas A&M, 10 4-stars and 3 3-stars. Clemson trying to make a rebound at 6, 9 4-stars and 2 3-stars. These are the commits that they have of as of right now going into the 2025 season. Just make that clear. At number 5, which I think is going to be pretty much year in, year out right here, you're going to see this team in the top 5 every single year for quite some time. LSU at number 5, 2 5-stars, 1 4-star, 1 3-star, or 8 4-stars and 1 3-star. At number 4, is this a fluke? I think so. Well, I think that we'll probably see this team fall back some when it gets to December. But for the meantime, at number 4, USC is the number 4 recruiting class in the country. 2 5-stars, 3 4-stars, and 7 3-stars. At number 3, another team that I feel like is going to probably fall back. And another thing that's interesting to me, well, I'll come to that in a minute. Number 3 is Oklahoma, 9 4-stars and 6 3-stars. Now, the thing that I was about to say that's interesting to me is both Oklahoma and Texas are heading to the SEC, which obviously is going to give both of them a little recruiting bump. What's interesting is Texas is all the way down at 14 and Oklahoma is all the way up at 3, both of them receiving the same bump moving to the SEC. Oklahoma seems to be doing a much better job of selling that than Texas. At number 2, this kind of makes sense, right? Like, this is a team that you figure is going to be in the top 3. Ohio State, 3 5-stars, 10 4-stars. And then the number 1 team as of right now, which there is just no way that I can fathom that this team is going to end up holding on to these commits they have. I think they'll lose some, and I think they're going to drop drastically. But as of right now, first week in June, the team that's got the number 1 recruiting class in the country, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, is the number 1 recruiting class in the country. And, oh, by the way, Georgia's got 1 5-star, 7 4-stars, and 1 3-star, and of course that 5-star, you know, we were just talking about him just a few segments ago, Elias Williams, the tight end from Camden. That is Georgia's lone 5-star as of right now, the first week in June. Yeah, I think that will change, you know, and I think Camden will be fine. You know, they've got an edge rusher out of New Jersey that's coming. They've got a linebacker from Buford who is just a monster. Jaden Perlot is heading to Athens. So, you know, they've got some talented kids, and I'm just trying to you know, think of kids and give you kids that are heading there. You know, the 4-star and the 5-star. They've got a 4-star that's going from Evans, Georgia, Mason Short. A couple of 3-stars, the Bo Walker out of Cedar Grove, Thomas Blackshear from Calvary Day, and Stephon Shivers from Tennessee are the 3-stars, some of the 3-stars that are heading to Athens to play for the Bulldogs. I just don't think there's any possible way that the University of Georgia finishes 15th in overall recruiting, especially behind Syracuse and Rutgers. Just, that's just not possible.
The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489. The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel-and-eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top-shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary bar. Find us on Facebook for specials, and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us. 912-342-7967. And give them a like on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, welcome in.
Thanks. Thanks to be here, Jason.
You know, so I'm the type of person that I always root for people to do well, for people to be right. This, what we're about to talk about, is not one of those cases. The last time you and I spoke, we spoke about Ronald Acuna Jr. having some knee soreness before spring training. And man, did you ever call it. You sat there and told all of our listeners that the Braves really needed to treat this like with rubber gloves, that this probably was a sign of an underlying issue. And here we are a month later, and Acuña is gone for the year with a second ACL tear. Go buy yourself a lottery ticket.
Right, I know. It's crazy.
Tell me, so the first tear was in the right knee when he tore it. I guess that was 2021. This one is in the left knee. This seems to me like this classic case that you've talked to me about many times, where when you have a body part that is compensating for another injured body part, that sometimes the overcompensation causes some problems. Is that how you see this too?
I do. I see it with that, and I also see it with maybe he did have some underlying inflammation of the knee, and so he was treating it kind of with kid's gloves. And it's sort of like when people have a sprained ankle and they don't trust their ankle. I mean, you can't get into Ronald Acuña's head, but if he didn't trust his knee, maybe that's where the misstep occurred. Because really, if you kind of watch the replay, it was sort of go to third and they step back real quick, and either the twist popped the ACL or the ACL popped and he fell. So it's hard to say what was the chicken or the egg, but definitely he was having some issues there. And as we've always stated, I mean, he's an amazing baseball player, but if his step was just a little slower because of that right one, you know, maybe he's pushing too hard on that left side. I don't know.
So you said something very interesting that I want to have you talk to. You said, you know, that the pop, you used the word pop.
Right.
Acuña said in the post game that he did not feel a pop. And so when the Braves took him off the field, obviously they were pretty optimistic when they said, did you feel something pop? And
right.
He said no. They were thinking, okay, maybe this is not something super serious. And then the MRI, of course, revealed, you know, ACL tear. Can you talk to that? Because typically I think most folks do feel a pop, don't they?
They do. Most of them do feel a pop. And it's more the male athletes that I see than the female athletes. Because the ACL is pretty much a stout ligament. And so, you know, every now and again you'll say that they heard a pop. And I don't know if they actually hear it or they feel it. And that's what they feel. They feel that, remember, what usually happens is that your shin bone or tibia kind of sort of dislocates forward or sort of subluxes forward, comes forward, and that puts that ACL on stretch. And so sometimes the pop could be the tear of the ligament, or the pop could be that tibia popping back in place. And so that's what they feel. And the question there with him is, was he having some issues? Did he have a partial tear and it just kind of gave away? It wasn't a kind of like – it was a traumatic event. But at the same time,
especially
it didn't.
If you're a Braves fan.
Exactly. But maybe it didn't feel to him traumatic, that it just kind of gave way. But I mean, enough that he fell on the ground and had pain.
Right. And I want to ask you this. So in 2021, when he tore the right one, it was in the process of him tracking down a fly ball,
right,
jumping to catch a fly ball,
right,
crashing into the wall at the same time.
Right.
You had a lot of different things occurring that you could easily look at that and say, yeah, I totally get that. This is not that.
No.
This is normal baseball routine stuff where it just gave.
Right.
As a physician, does that concern you more so that the knee gave just in normal activity than it would concern you with the first ACL tear? Or is there a difference?
Well, right. And I think definitely that first ACL tear was your classic traumatic type event, you know, acute injury, the football player that gets hit on the, you know, as they're trying to cut and they get hit from the side, the basketball player that comes down with the ball wrong, you know, baseball player that crashes into the wall. It's hard to tell where that knee was in that space of a hundredth of a second. With this knee, you're right. It was kind of a subacute type event. So you have to wonder, because everybody's knee anatomy is a little different. Some people have basically very thick ACLs. Some are smaller. Oh. Some can get the those two ligaments kind of fit in a little notch. Almost like you think of it like a little cave. And if there's some spurs or some kind of bony growth around that ACL, that can lead to what we call impingement, and that might be what's going on. There's some patients that their anatomy is very normal and the knee is large and they tear their ACL and we just stick a new ACL and everything looks great. Some of them, we have to make that notch a little bigger. We have to use a shaver or burr or things to create more space. So my thought is I've wondered if Acuna, his knee anatomy is led to the ACL being a problem because it didn't have enough room.
Okay. Next question I have for you is, as you know, Acuna's agent had mentioned to the Atlanta Braves that they wanted an extension. Basically, they very team-friendly contract sure. before the season started. And that obviously, you know, we want more money. That's really what it right. boiled down to. So if the Atlanta Brave executive team is all sitting around a table and they call Dr. Bo Sasser in and say, hey, we're thinking about giving Ronald Acuna a $200 million extension. What's your medical opinion on his knee? Do you think we should give it to him? Will he ever return to form? Your answer is?
Yes, he will return to form, but I don't know if I would give him a extension in length. Maybe in money, but he has 2 injured ACLs, basically. And he might, you know, you have people like Nick Chubb that came back from a horrific injury, and plenty of us said, that's never going to happen. And with Ronald Acuna, it can happen. But I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to play for 10-plus years.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, this was Dr. Bo Sasser on the Jason Bishop Show from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. We got so into it, we just kept rolling.
Yep.
Thanks, Dr. Sasser.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf, the Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489.
Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers' watches to solar watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you.
Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free Mondays. Fletzy discount Tuesday. Student discount day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Yeah, I've said all along that this would be the perfect scenario for the NBA. Other than having Lakers Celtics, which is, you know, the premier thing that you would want, that's a premier NBA finals that you would want if you're the NBA. Other than that, the best next scenario that you could possibly have is Mavericks Celtics. And the reason for that is because the Celtics are a brand. And, you know, they were by far the best team in the Eastern Conference all year long. There was no, everybody else was pretty well, you know, if you took everybody from the Eastern Conference, every team that made the playoffs minus the Celtics, and you put them in the Western Conference, and you expanded the Western Conference playoffs into whatever that was, there'd be nobody left. They would have all gone out in the first round, other than the Celtics. So from that standpoint, from the Eastern Conference, from the NBA, thinking about ratings here, this is what they wanted short of Lakers-Celtics, was to get the Mavs into the finals against the Celtics. Makes all the sense in the world for the Celtics. And then you say, well, Jason, what do you mean? Because, like, you know, the Mavs are not the Lakers. They're not that, you know, huge premier, that big market premier NBA historic, all the banners in the rafters type of team. No, they're not. But here's what the Mavs have that nobody else has minus the Lakers. Star power. One of their top five players, arguably the best offensive player in the league, arguably. They're and also arguably quickly becoming the face of the NBA, Luka Doncic. You wanted Luka in the NBA Finals to showcase his ability and talents to a national stage, not just the regional stuff over there in Texas or in Dallas or in the Midwest where that fan base is. Now you put him in the NBA Finals on the grand stage, the big stage of the NBA Finals for the whole nation, maybe even the world, depending on where, you know, the popularity of the NBA actually is compared to where they say it is, which I think is pretty close, actually. So you put him on the biggest stage of the NBA Finals that you could possibly put him on in the world. You're arguably your premier player, arguably becoming the face of your league, and now you get to say, watch him. It's very Jordan-esque, isn't it? Isn't it very Jordan-esque when the Bulls finally got there and they knocked out the Lakers and put an end to that old regime and now moved forward into the Bulls era with Michael and Scottie, Kyrie and Luka moving into the NBA Finals, and Luka is your guy. It just, man, to me, it just feels Jordan-esque. Your best player, arguably, the face of your league, arguably, on the biggest stage of the NBA for the whole world to see what kind of player he is. I just, if you're an NBA executive, short of Celtics-Lakers, this is the next best thing that you could have wanted, at least for a team to come out of the Western Conference. Did you really want to see Thunder Celtics? Did you really want to see Minnesota versus the Celtics? Is that what you wanted? No. No, you wanted Lakers Celtics unavailable. Okay, what's next? Mavs with Luka. Yes, I'll take that. I want Luka in the NBA Finals to see if they can unseat that traditional Celtic power. That is what the NBA wanted. Perfect scenario if you're an executive. Over in the Super Regionals of the College World Series, I mention this because I am a huge College World Series fan. In the Super Regionals, Tennessee and Evansville, these are the teams that made the Super Regional. That's what I'm saying. They won their bracket. They're now into tournament play. They need to be mentioned, all of them. So these are the teams that made the Super Regional. Tennessee and Evansville, Florida State and UConn, Virginia and Kansas State, North Carolina and West Virginia was on one side of the bracket. The other side consisted of Kentucky and Oregon, Georgia and NC State, Clemson and Florida, A&M and Oregon. Let's count the SEC teams here. A&M, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky. That's four on one side. Going to the other side, Tennessee, they're the only one. So of the 16 teams that made the Super Regionals, five of those guys came from the SEC. And from the South, let's go ahead and add Florida State. Let's add Virginia. We can't really add Virginia to the South. Let's add Clemson. So you would have from the South, Tennessee, Florida State, Kentucky, Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, Florida. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams in the College World Series that made the Super Regionals, all from the South part of the United States. Georgia's really good. There are a lot of folks that are picking Georgia to win the whole thing. We'll see. But for the college, for the Super Regionals, Tennessee, Evansville, Florida State, UConn, Virginia, Kansas State, North Carolina, West Virginia, that's one side. Kentucky, Oregon State, Georgia, NC State, Clemson and Florida, A&M, and Oregon on the other side of the bracket. So we talked about the French Open. We talked about Georgia football commits. We talked ad nauseum about Camden County football. I think Camden's going to be really good. I think Camden's going to be really, really good. Do I think they beat Brunswick High in week one? I mean, I don't know. I've got the game circled. I know Brunswick's got a talented quarterback. They've got a five-star kid that plays running back and plays tight end. Camden's got a loaded roster too. And Brunswick's got that little streak against Camden. Was like two or three straight games, whatever it is. I think it's three. I think they beat them three straight times. And, I know that doesn't sit well with Camden because they have dominated the Pirates. Dominated the Pirates over the years. So, I'm sure that that is something that they are preaching down in Kingsland, so we'll see. Anyway, so, yeah, French Open. Hey, if you're a person that doesn't know if you're going to like the French Open, or if you're a listener of the Jason Bishop Show that is not a tennis fan, tune in. I'll talk about it with you.
Jason Bishop Show.
Facebook me.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County Wildcats 2024 football schedule was recently released. The Wildcats will open on the road at Glenn County Stadium against Brunswick High. Wildcats will also travel to Valdosta and Lowndes. Camden will have 7 home games: East Lake, West Broward, Rebalt, Spruce Creek, Richmond Hill, Colquitt, and Tift will all make the trip to Chris Gilman Stadium this upcoming season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Saturday, June 15th, Wild Adventures Live presents Sublime with Rome. See Sublime with Rome on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Sublime with Rome Live, June 15th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.